Welcome back to Sports Today for yesloans.com.au, and we are joined by a very special guest, Dane Zorko from the Brizzy Lions. G'day, Dane. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're going well. Hayes is going to fire up first tonight.
Hey, what's going on up there, mate? A lot of predictions during the pre-season that Brisbane were going to be one of the teams that were going to stand up and push towards the eight, but the first three rounds have been very disappointing.
Yeah, they have been very disappointing. Obviously, it's not the way how we wanted it to go, but the best thing about football is you get another opportunity the next week, and now we're heavily focusing on West Coast, who we play Sunday, and hopefully we can kickstart our season there.
During your reviews, what have you put it down to over the first 3 weeks? I know you came out after the second game and was pretty scathing that blokes weren't following instructions and there was a total lack of team pressure across the board. What else have you found during the review period?
Yeah, well, I don't think much has changed. Obviously, we need blokes to play their role. We're obviously a young group, and we need our leaders to stand up on the ground and put the younger guys in positions who probably aren't thinking, haven't got that process yet. So, I mean, it's just an education process for us at the moment, but hopefully if we can start getting a few of our leaders back on the park, that might help with the result.
I'll give you an education process, a little bit like the one I've been giving the West Coast Eagles this week, mate, is you've got to get hold of the ball first. It helps when you get the ball, Dane, to be able to distribute it around your teammates.
It certainly does, and then what you do with the ball also is so important these days. Your kicking efficiency and hand passing efficiency, it's got to be top-notch because opposition teams now thrive off turnovers, and if you're going to keep giving them the ball, then they're going to score.
Just going back to, say, the North match, and this is just an example, you had 16 shots from 45 entries at 36%.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And I think North Melbourne went at 66%. So that's obviously a huge area of our game that we've been focusing on and trying to get better at, and we'll continue to work on that.
You lost some kids over the last couple of years, but you recruited some ball winners into the team this year. You got Dane Beams, Alan Christensen, and also Mitch Robinson. How have you found their transition into the team this year?
Yeah, I think they're fitting in really well. Obviously, it's a new game plan to them, so they've still got to come to terms with it and understand it. But I think so far, well, Dane and Alan, I think, have been probably two of their better players over the last three rounds. Mitch is obviously understanding his new role in the forward line, so hopefully the more games they can get under their belt, the better we'll be and the better side will be.
Now, you've lost two or three blokes this week, but, you know, it's a little bit like West Coast. They've lost a few as well. But it's in the midfield where you've got to get it right. That's where games start. That's where West Coast got absolutely pulverised last week. So I'm sure that you've had a look at that tape and that will be an area that you could take advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Contested balls, obviously, probably the number one stat that most teams want to win every weekend. So that'll be no different to us this weekend. And I think West Coast want to redeem themselves as well and want to win that area just as much as we do.
Tell us about your journey into the AFL. I understand you missed four drafts and you got four best and fairest in that time. I think it's a great message to young kids that you stick at it, you stay with the local competitions, whether that be WAFL, the NEFL or the SANFL comps. But how was that for you, being overlooked time and time again after putting in some great performances?
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing, but as you said, I chose not to give up and kept battling through, and I don't know, it makes things a lot easier now knowing that I put in all the hard work and now just to grab my opportunity and take it and take my game to the next level, and hopefully I can keep doing that.
They pick on you short blokes, I reckon. I reckon you should sue for discrimination after you little blokes. I mean, at 175, mate, most blokes should be running through their legs.
Yeah, well, that's right, mate. We've got a couple of them now with Alan Christensen jumping on board as well. So myself, Greeny, and young Louis Taylor, we're not alone, that's for sure.
Yeah, now I'm looking forward to a couple of duels. Look, I don't know what your ruck combination's going to be, whether you go with young Harris or whether Leuenberger, who went absolutely nuts in your NEFL competition on the weekend after being dropped, and he maybe swallowed his medicine and will get an opportunity. But you've got Stephen Martin and you've got Nick Natanui. That's going to be a great contest. I mean, Stephen Martin around the ground has been a far more efficient player than, say, what Nick Natanui's been so far this season.
Well, that's definitely one of Stephen's strengths, I think, is being able to be so mobile and agile and getting around the ground. I think a lot of ruckmen in the AFL would find it pretty difficult for Steph to match up on him around the ground. But obviously, Nick Natanui's got a fantastic leap on him, and he's not too bad himself around the ground. So it's going to be a great duel for Steph, and whether Harris stays in the side or Matty Leuenberger comes in, hopefully they can run Nick Nat around a bit.
two guys that are pretty important for West Coast, and you're going to have to shut them down if you're to win this game. Mark Lacroix, outstanding, kicking 5 goals in the second half against Fremantle, and also Josh Kennedy coming off 10 goals last week. Who do you think will take that role, and can they shut them down?
Well, I hope they can shut them down, definitely, because West Coast has got a lot of goals out of Kennedy and Lacroix this year, and obviously it hurts our backline a little bit without Daniel Merritt there, but hopefully, I think Justin Clark probably will have first crack at Kennedy or maybe Matt Maguire. So I think those two will probably rotate on him, and then the higher half backs will probably rotate on the crowd, depending on where he plays. He can obviously go in the midfield as well. He's a very classy player and can shoot forward as well. So I think we'll just play those matchups as how they shape up on the field.
You finished off last year pretty well. Are you surprised at how poor you have been so far in 3 games of footy?
Oh, it's always going to be a learning curve for us and with the young players. I think we're the youngest list in the AFL. So I guess it was a little bit of a reality check after we performed okay in the preseason. I think boys probably might have expected it just to happen perhaps. But now they know the hard work's really in front of them to get our season off and going. And hopefully we can do that this week against West Coast.
And what about Tommy, mate? Tommy Rockliffe, I hear along the grapevine that he's chomping at the bit. Have you tested out those ribs? Have you had a little, have you got anything in there to make sure he's all right?
Well, he won't let me, so I don't know what that kind of indication is. But look, it'd be great if Tom could play on the weekend, but obviously you wouldn't want him to rush back with such a serious injury, especially for the lungs. So I'm sure the medical staff and Tom will make the right decision closer to the game.
One thing about West Coast and Brisbane games in the last couple of years, it hasn't really mattered about personnel and where you've been on the ladder, and I don't think it's going to matter again much this time because it's been pretty good contests, haven't they, the last few?
Yeah, they certainly have. I think a couple of years ago there was obviously the James Polkinghorne torpedo in the middle of the ground at the Gabba that decided the game, and then even last year I think there was only a couple of goals in it. So. Yep. Yeah, the duels over the last few years, doesn't matter where they are on the ladder, it's normally a good contest. So we'll be hoping our Lions supporters can come out and support us on Sunday.
You mentioned a few of the kids. They're the ones that are going to drive you forward. Now you've got the youngest list in the competition. Who are some of those young kids that are pressing you at the moment? You've got Aish, but also a young West Australian, Marco Paparone. How's he going and who's impressing you the most from the next group?
Yeah, Marco, he's going really well. He's taking his game probably to the next level this year. He's headed up to the, down to the back line. He started playing wing and forward in his first few years, but now he's had to go down at half back, and I think he's going really well. There's a young kid named Jaden McGrath who obviously disappointed. He's out for a few weeks with a bit of a foot injury, but he was really coming along really nicely. And then obviously Harris Andrews, another one. He was a young Queensland kid. Probably not built as a tall ruckman at the moment, but the progression that he's made since he got to the club in the pre-season, and then hopefully with a few more pre-seasons under his belt, he can be a really good key positional player for the club.
Mate, well, thank you very, very much for sparing some time with us. Look forward to seeing you in action, and we'll be broadcasting it live here on Addity 2 6PR. Thanks for your time tonight.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.